to have you.
Yeah.
My name's Katrina. I am your host today. We're doing a series of live podcasts throughout the day, talking to people, whoever we can get. We've got some guests sending in questions, everything like that. So I'm going to start with, can you introduce yourself and tell me a bit about what you do in your business?
Of course. So my name's Bradley Haylock.
Yeah.
I work in financial services recruitment. GCB Recruitment is the company, based in Norwich. So I traveled up today. Lots of train delays and stuff like that.
Yeah, did you get the train?
Yeah.
Or is it?
Nightmare. And then the Overground, which was a delay as well.
Oh.
Yeah, we cover financial services recruitment across the UK. And specialise in property and construction as well, so just try to cover the whole board.
Yeah.
Architectural recruitment, all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, all good at the moment.
Enjoy. Amazing. Yeah, and I guess, what's the greatest challenge you're seeing at the moment, if any, and how are you overcoming them, and where do you see the next 12 to 18 months going?
I think with the market at the moment, it's quite difficult in recruitment. I think some people are sceptical to leave their role at the moment and stuff like that. But I think it's doing the best you can as a recruiter and trying to find out as much information and putting whether it's a mortgage advisor or a financial advisor, try to get as much info as possible to put that at ease, really. And kind of reassure them that, you know, now is the right time to leave and stuff like that. Because there's a lot of jobs. I think there's a record amount of jobs out there at the moment.
Yeah.
So, a lot of good options.
That's the thing. It's so difficult to find the right people, right? And,
yeah.
You know, I guess is your role. That's you trying to get them for us, isn't it?
Yes.
I guess for young people getting into the space, what is it that you tell them that's so great about like lending, borrowers, whatever? What is it that gets them in?
I think it's the career progression opportunities, I think. I think once you get your foot into, you know, whether it's lending or, you know, buy-to-let mortgages, I think the sky's the limit, really. And obviously the more experience you get under your belt, like I said, the more opportunities is going to come your way as well, whether it's qualifications or like I say, new job openings, you know, promotions within the company, all part of it. So.
Yeah, and I guess, what do you think what's the best way to, I'm trying to like going through like five different questions here. What do you think about the lending space at the moment? Obviously, you cover everything, right?
Yes, more buy-to-let in terms of the, you know, new build properties and stuff like that, but it's something, as a business, we're always trying to evolve. That's why we're here today.
Yeah.
Try to speak to, you know, different companies which we're not so familiar with. Just try and find out as much information as possible so we can go back and get some candidates over to these big companies as well. Which is good.
And this is a question I've been asking everyone. What's the best piece of advice you've ever been given over your career?
Oh, caught me off guard there. what's yours? Give me a bit of time.
So our CEO, Duncan, always says don't be scared of failures, and it's one that you hear about and people kind of say, and it is very much don't be scared of failing, because everything that you do you can learn and you can tap in and grow from that. And I think that really, I mean, for today, this is the first time I've been podcasting live in a studio, and you know, if it at the moment we're getting loads of people in, it's great. And I guess coming into this I was like, oh no, what if nobody shows up? What if I've got an empty studio? But actually, once I kind of put, right, well, it doesn't matter. I'll just grow and we'll learn and we'll figure out what to do next time. And we'll do it better. So I think that's really key.
Mine's, it's probably, you know, failure is a bruise and not a tattoo. I think is an important one as well.
Yeah,
especially in recruitment,
that.
You know, in this market, you will get people who will just drop out. So I think it's such a fast-paced environment where you can't dwell on a mistake you've made or someone let you down. You've just got to look onto the next big thing as well, which I guess obviously correlates to your role as well.
Exactly. And my final question is, you're having a dinner party.
Yeah.
You are cooking an amazing beef bourguignon.
Yeah.
Maybe. And you've got three guests. Dead or alive, who would you invite?
Frank Lampard,
I'm in.
I'm a Chelsea fan, so he's in.
Have you seen the West Ham guys are here today?
We are going to try to find them.
They came in, they gave me a top, so...
Yeah, I don't want a West Ham top. I'll probably go... Yeah, Frank Lampard, someone inspirational like Nelson Mandela or someone like that.
Oh, that's the second person someone said Nelson
Mandela. I'd probably go Muhammad Ali as well.
And oddly enough, that same person said Muhammad Ali as well. There you go.
Icons,
aren't they? Maybe you know the person. Look, thank you so much for coming and joining me, Bradley. And I hope the show goes well. And... I'm sure we'll be in touch very soon.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
See you on.